Self-serve kiosks for sports betting are now in place at 89 Delaware retailers. Merchants love the machines, but gambling counselors worry they will only fuel more addiction. WHYY's Chris Barish explains.
Shiv Patel sees the new self-serve kiosks in his Pike Creek delicatessen as a convenient tool for customers who enjoy betting on football, baseball, and other sports, even darts.
It's very user-friendly as far as the kiosk goes, and there's no restrictions as far as when you can bet or what you can bet on. It's pretty much full go from the minute we open till the minute we close. And it just brings new clientele through the doors.
Bettors at the kiosks can now choose the outcome of a single game instead of the 3-bet minimum parlay wagering that retailers had previously offered. Until now, the single bet option was only available at one of Delaware's 3 casinos or their online platforms, where an account is required. But Arlene Simon of the Delaware Council on Gambling Problems fears the kiosks will only help destroy the finances of more young men who have become hooked on sports betting. She also worries about people under 21 using them.
Once they legalized online sports betting, you can use your phone, all hell broke loose. People don't have to get up off their chair or their couch. And these kiosks are supposed to be watched by people in the establishment. And you know that they're not.
State Lottery Director Helene Keeley said she empathizes with gambling addicts and supports Simon's agency. But she believes the kiosks are safe and take the burden of processing paper bets off of retailers.
I understand this is a kiosk off to the side, but I know that our retailers are responsible. I know that they are watching this. It's not like somebody's just going to come in and steal a candy bar and run out the door, right?
Keeley also said retailers check the IDs of anyone trying to cash a winning ticket to make sure they're 21 or older. The 89 retail stores and bars that offer sports betting took 1.6 million bets last year and generated $4.1 million in revenue for the state. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.